Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
That doesn't run dry. Some of our stories are mythological stories like the quest for the fountain of youth. Some of our stories grace the cover of magazines about like the impressive quest for endless money that so many in our society seem to be able to achieve or achieve for a time. But if I asked you what you want that doesn't run dry, I know that you, like the children, who wouldn't even play along with my game for the slightest bit of time and say they wanted candy that didn't run out or anything like that, you would know that that's not the right answer, that things like youth or money or power are not the things we seek endlessly, the things we seek and hope never run dry. But I suspect that there are still things that you long for. You long for a bottomless cup. You long for a jar of flour, a bottle of oil that doesn't empty. We can't begrudge this widow her fear or her thanksgiving at this wonder, at this endless jar of flour, this endless bottle of oil, because it is indeed all that stands between her and her son, and starvation. So it's no small thing, it's no shallow thing that she seeks, and yet it's just the surface. It's just one example of what it means to long for something that doesn't run dry, that doesn't run out, that never empties. This woman, and the woman in the story, in the gospel that we heard, these women each have a son. Now, it seems that's all. We know from the widow in 1 Kings that she's a widow, she only has this son. We know this widow, or this woman in the gospel, has only this son. A woman who, in that time and place, could not own property, could not have any right or voice on her own, did not exist in the society, did not exist without a man to take care of her, to provide for her. And so the one remaining son is the man of her household and is the person who provides for her, is the person who keeps her from starving to death. He is all that she has, all that stands between her and starvation and being entirely left out of society. This one son is all the widow has left. And so when even that last little bit is taken from her, it is the same as the flour running dry and then some. It is the loss of a child and it is the loss of herself as well. His death means hers is imminent too. After all, the jar of flour, the bottle of oil belong to him. It's his house. It's his stuff. It's his money, whatever they have. It's his food, whatever they have. And he cares for her. And so when he is gone, he takes her with him. Everything she has dies with him. As if losing a child is not painful enough. As if having lost her husband and any other children she might have had before is not enough. As if being on the brink of starvation and living day to day to see if the jar of flour is filled once more is not enough, she loses that last bit and she is empty. It is over. I don't long for wealth or youth or power or money. I guess wealth and money are sometimes the same. But I long for things like hope and faith and joy and energy to do stuff. And I know I've had the feeling of those things being running on empty, almost empty, run out. I bet you've been there too. When it seems like the last of what you have, the last little puffs of powder in the flower jar, the last few drops of oil are surely, surely running out. When the last of your kin, of your loved ones, of your family are about to be taken from you, when life seems empty. And there in that place, where we are most empty, is where God intercedes. Here, this widow, who this was the day, she figured it out. She rationed her flour and oil down to the very last. Did Elijah show up 3 weeks earlier or 3 days earlier? No. But here on this last day, at this last moment, when she has this one loaf of bread left to bake, that's when God sends a prophet to her and says, "Bake me a small loaf of bread." And she says, "No, this is all I have. And this is the end. This is the moment when everything runs dry. This is the moment when it is all empty." And that's the moment that God intercedes in her life. And she miraculously, amazingly takes Elijah home with her and feeds him and feeds her son and feeds herself on faith. And perhaps because she's got nothing else to lose. And the jar of flour does not empty. And the bottle of oil does not go dry. And then several days later, when this miracle has been filling and sustaining them literally and figuratively for some time together in this strange new household that they are creating, this woman and her one remaining family member and this prophet of God from a foreign place to her, when they've been sustained in some strange way by his God, then her son takes ill and gets worse and worse. And he dies. And of course, it's so much worse than an empty flower jar and an empty bottle of oil. It is everything. It is all the love she had left in the world. It is all her sustainability left in the world. And she thinks, well, maybe I did the wrong thing taking this prophet in. What have I ever done to this God to be punished in this way? And when she is most empty, she has lost everything. Again, that's when God intercedes in her life. That's when this strange foreign prophet takes her son's body upstairs and prays over him. And life lives again. Hope lives again. She is filled up. He is filled up again. We find our empty places in literal and metaphorical ways when we feel like we are out of resource and find somehow just enough to carry on. When we have drained our energy, our hope, our joy and thanksgiving, and somehow find the strength to make it through one more day, one more moment at a time. When we feel that all is lost for ourselves and those whom we love, and somehow, in those moments, that's when God intercedes in our lives. If you could have one thing that never ran out, I know you wouldn't say that you wanted money, or youth, or power. I know we all a little bit better than that. But would it be faith? Would it be hope? Would it be peace? Would it be thanksgiving? Would it be grace? These things, too, we feel run dry. We feel the cup scraping the bottom of the jar. These things, too, we see down to their last drop. And somehow, in that moment, that's when God intercedes in our lives. It might not be what we expect. I'm sure some foreign prophet asking for more bread when you barely have enough to feed yourself your last meal is not what this woman had in mind. But somehow in that moment, we are filled up again. Somehow in that moment, God intercedes and we find strength again. So if you are scraped down to the bottom of the jar today, or down to the very last drop of oil, or feel that you are clinging to the last love and wholeness in your life, are you looking for, are you hoping for, are you ready for God to intercede in your life? And if you have been filled up at that dry moment, at that empty moment, are you ready to give witness to how God interceded in your life then and will in the lives of others when it seems that hope is gone? Can you be the person who says to another, go home and make that last piece of bread and let's share it together? Because God will do something in this moment. Can you be that person who receives the cold body of someone's only son and says, it is not over, hope is not lost. God pulls life out of death somehow, some way, new beginnings and new hope from places where it's all dried up. Can you be, even just for a moment, the widow who stands on the edge of town and hears that prophet ask for the cup of flour, the loaf of bread she doesn't have to give, and says, okay, let's try this. Let's go home and have this meal together and see what God does in our emptiness. Fill us, O God, with your peace. Fill us, O God, with your love. Fill us, Holy One, with your grace. Fill us when we are most empty and hopeless, when we feel that we have lost it all. May we join hands and share the last of our bread. May we weep together and pray together and wait in hope, the slivers of hope we may have left, for you to fill us again. May God fill our spirits, our hearts, our world with grace and love unending. Amen.